You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. And now, Reverend Elliot's Magical Window with Reverend Elliot. Live from magic-works.com. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv. This is Reverend Elliot's Magical Window on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Greetings, fellow seekers of truth, wisdom, and light. This is Reverend Elliot coming to you live from the city of New York, where the mayor just made a wonderful announcement where he's going to go full Trotsky on us because certain pale ethnic groups make too much money. And he must put an end to that immediately. I was just chatting with the producer here, Dave, who I remembered an old Soviet Union joke. They were very sardonic when they were living under communist rule. The joke went like this. Under capitalism, man exploits man. But under communism, it's the other way around. So, you know, the guy is trying so many things, and none of them are going to work because none of them are going to pass. Right now, his answer to everything is more free stuff. So he's going to essentially give everybody free childcare here, which, of course, you know, we have a thing that gives childcare. It's called a parent. But, you know, I don't want to get too deep into the political stuff here because this is just a passing fad and it won't last. The thing that's going to put a stop to what's happening here with this ideological person who's never really had a job before. That's the funny part to me is that, I'm familiar with the ins and outs of show business, and I can tell you it's one of the easiest things to get into. A lot of people think it's hard. It is not hard at all. I mean, look how many people are in it, right? This guy, who's the mayor now here, couldn't get into show business even with his mother, who is a director for Disney, making movies. She couldn't even get him in. I mean, so, yeah, let's make him mayor. Suddenly, you know, years ago, somebody said that politics was show business for ugly people. And we're kind of seeing that now at this point. So these things will blow over. They'll pass. New York has been burned down. New York has been rioted. And I don't mean like, you know, the little things that we saw in the news in the last few years. I'm talking about massive riots here where buildings were torched and the whole city was crippled. You look at the history of New York. And this is a town that always bounces back, always. So, you know, we're getting racially motivated politics now, which is what is known in the dictionary as racism. Racism is when politics and political policy is justified by races, which really don't exist. You know, that's just an artificial thing that they do to scare the hell out of everybody. So, you know, New York will be fine. We may have a few rough days, but it's nowhere near as bad as these professional sourpusses like to say. Trust your old Uncle Elliot on that. I've been in this city since the 50s, and I've seen it come and I've seen it go, and I've been deeply immersed in the political scene here. And I can tell you that a lot of the people here, and especially in the area I live in, only went into politics because they did indeed fail in show business. This is something they have in common with the mayor here. When they fail, they just keep failing. The funny thing about failing in show business is that that's called the learning process. If it doesn't work, don't do it. Now, I've spent years developing a comedy act, which got laughs. But I could write that down and give it to somebody else and it wouldn't get laughs, because it's what works for you in the entertainment business. So anybody who tries to be somebody else gets eaten up alive. But there's always room for more. As long as somebody... Look, the reason I was, shall we say, popular in my field of endeavor, which it, for quite a long period was screenwriting, is because people could make money off of me. You know, that's the whole point. There's a lot of people who think that because they've seen movies all their lives, they know what screenwriting is, and they really don't. But I always ask them one question, and nobody ever gets it right, which is, what is a screenplay for? Maybe I'll tell you later. But nobody I ever met who aspired to be a screenwriter could answer that question correctly. What is a screenplay for? I'll give you a hint. It's not the guide for shooting the movie. Not at all. So anyway, we'll go into some of that later, because these are very interesting things to people for some reason. And, you know, if you really want to get ahead in a certain business, any business, you got to understand the business. You have to know what it's about. You have to understand what your job is and what your job isn't. So now, you know, we're getting all these people who, like, are doctors. These doctors are getting fired from their jobs because they think that their job is to be a social justice warrior. Now, if you want to have a social conscience and do what you think is right, fine. But, you know, there's an old saying in the esoteric world, which is so totally misunderstood. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. And immediately people say, oh, so I can murder somebody? And of course, the answer is no. If the law is that you should do what is your will to do, you have no right to steal somebody else's will by killing them. You see how that works? Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law, which is that you become yourself. You do who you are, because there's really only one you at any given moment. I don't know if we come back or not, but that's what people used to wonder. I get in trouble even in high school. Well, what do you want to be when you grow up? I said, I want to be the best possible Elliot I can be. Well, that's not anything. Why don't you be an engineer? You know, so many kids in grade school said they wanted to be engineers that I thought they meant like Choo Choo Charlie in the Good and Plenty commercials. I didn't realize that an engineer didn't mean running a train. But, you know, the kids, I saw like 5, 6, 7 year olds saying, I'm going to be an engineer. And they didn't know what it was. You know, they're just social pressures there. But find out who you are, what you can do, and use it. You know, make a living doing it. It's not that hard. Yeah, well, you know, you're lucky, they say. No, I wasn't lucky. I worked very hard to get where I was. Here's a secret about the entertainment business. When I was a screenwriter, I spent more time writing memos to the producers than actually working on the screenplay. Because we touched on this a week or so ago, the parts of a conversation. In a conversation, there's what I say and there's what you hear. And then there's what I think you heard and there's what you think I said. And it can be very confusing. And, you know, the big problem that the producers have is they hire some gung-ho young screenwriter, tell them exactly what kind of movie they want them to be paid to write, and then they'll come off and go away and they come back with a script that has nothing to do with it. So anytime I had a telephone conversation or a luncheon meeting with a producer, I would go home and I would write a memorandum. And I would say, this is to memorialize what we discussed. Please let me know if I'm correct. That's it. This communication is at the heart of everything. If you can be Albert Einstein, but if you can't communicate what E equals MC squared means, you're screwed. You know, it's all about communication. And the tarot cards are a form of communication. I don't make up what I'm reading. I just I just follow what the cards show me, and I explain to people what I see. I shuffled them up terribly today, so they're a big mess. But that won't stop us because I don't. People have asked me about this. I don't read the cards upside down in a short reading because we don't need to. The upside down cards. There's a card that covers everything in the deck, so you don't really need the upside down stuff. But in a very long, in-depth reading, it's handy. So some of these cards are even backwards. You know, let's see. Yeah, see, backwards. So let's see what we can do here, and we'll get into it. But in the meantime, I guess what I'm trying to say is about don't let politics bend you out of shape. It's just a bizarre form of show business, and they have very little power over us, the political people. They just don't have that much power. They think they do, but they don't. That's why they are acting out all the time. But remember, always find out if what the person is doing is in their nature. If it's in your nature to be a politician, then you'll be a good politician. If it's not in your nature to be a politician, if you're only doing it because your father did it and your grandfather did it, you're headed for trouble. One of the meanest, nastiest people I ever saw in New York politics was somebody who was a fourth generation political leader. And he spent a lot of time helping people and doing very good things. And then as he got older, he just started to really hurt people a lot. So, you know, this is something to watch out for. Don't throw away your life, is what I'm saying. Find out who you are, what you're meant to do. Get a tarot reading. Get an in-depth tarot reading. Get a birth chart. I offer birth charts free, you know. Just go to magic-works.com, magick-works.com. Now, there are two pages there. One is about getting a birth chart, and the other one shows birth charts for celebrities. Now, you want to have your socks knocked off, which sounds like a fun experience, doesn't it? Then please take a look at the celebrity birth charts at magic-works.com, magick-works.com, and you will be surprised at how accurate they are. I mean, thoroughly accurate. And if you would like to, if you're not sure of who you are and where you're going and what your destiny may be, get a birth chart. I can sell you a 25-page one, or I can give you a free one that's like two pages. They're both fine. You know, I'm not asking anybody to spend money, that's for sure. But if you choose to, the option is there. Almost nobody takes that option, and I'm fine with that. I'm not being exploited. In fact, right now, at this point in my life, I need to be busy. So if you can ask me for a free birth chart, you got it. If you can ask me for a free mini tarot reading, you got it. I'll be more than happy to do it. I did three of those today. Why shouldn't I do one for you? You're really helping me if you do it, because I'm really not in the best frame of mind I've ever been in, as many of you know and know why. But it's the show is not about me, it's about you. And I am so, I'll say it again, I am so happy at the outpouring of understanding and help I've gotten from the Ask One Radio audience. It's been great. So if you just feel like dropping me a line to say, we're with you, we hope all works out for you, go for it. And not just for me. I mean, you'd be surprised what that does for people. There's a wonderful scene in the play, A Thousand Clowns. And if you don't know it, take a look at the movie sometime. It's called A Thousand Clowns, where a guy has a revelation. He walks down the street and he apologizes to people. Excuse me, sir, but I'm sorry. Or I'm very sorry. And it brightens up their day, because apparently a lot of people are walking around feeling that the world owes them an apology. Now, here's a story I've told before. I knew a guy who used to say, money is great, but it's not worth working for. He had the right attitude about money, as far as I'm concerned. It's not what he didn't mean. You don't have to earn your money. He didn't mean steal it. What he meant was it's not worth grinding yourself into the ground over. Of all the things I decided through my experimentation that of all the things people need in life, money is one of the easiest to get. I mean, you show up and you do a job for a few hours a day, you'll get money. So I walked along Central Park West, which some of you may not know is a very, for the most part, swanky neighborhood in New York City. And I asked people on Central Park West if they would give me some money. And they did. Almost everybody I asked gave me some money. Almost nobody avoided me. A little loose change here, a little folding money there. And I donated that money to a charity. Then the next day, I walked along the same stretch at the same time. And this time I didn't ask for money. I asked for people to listen to me. Not one person took me up on it. Not one, which is, you know, why a lot of people go to see psychiatrists. They're paying somebody to listen to them. So that's an important lesson in life, I think I learned. What the lesson actually is, I don't know yet. But that was so many years ago. So you see, by way of all this, just remember what the main function of the news media is. It's to drive you crazy. One of their favorite tools is asking questions. Could this be the end of New York? Well, there's a wonderful website dedicated to what's called Betteridge's Law of Headlines. And this person, Ian Betteridge, decided long ago that any headline that ends with a question mark can be answered with the word no. And there's some very fun, every day they add new headlines from the news. Because lazy journalists love to write that. That means we know that the story is not true, but we simply want to run the story anyway. So, you know, my refinement on that is ignore any headline that says could in it. Could this be the final days? You know, no. Because it's not news, it's conjecture. Now, if you can cut out headlines with a question mark and just answer them no and ignore them after that. Or you can ignore any story that has could or may be in the headline. You'll do yourself a world of good because these people, I've been around them for decades and they just like to upset other people. It's that simple. And those other people are you and me. So that's my homily for today. You know, I'll tell you something else. I'm about to say something that I would wager nobody has ever heard a man say. That's not some big confession about feminism or anything. Here it is. I misplaced my turban. Have you ever heard anybody say that they lost their turban? I mean, right over there in my office is where I remember it being in a box, nicely wrapped up and secure. But wow, I can't find the thing. I found four fedoras that I didn't even remember I had. But no turban. So I'm probably the only person you'll ever hear moaning and whining that I lost my turban. Now, the funny thing is, you can't get one like that anymore. I mean, that company that made those went out of business during the Biden inflation period. As did like many inexpensive shaving soaps, which is what led me on my shaving soap odyssey, which I'm not going to talk about. But you can find it at my website, mojoacademy.org. There's several pages there about shaving soap, if you're so inclined. I have to mail some more out. I just sold some more soaps. See, I only made these soaps because I didn't want to pay a fortune for shaving soap, and I didn't see a reason to, so I went into making it for myself, and then I realized it was so inexpensive, I'll sell it. And I'm selling shaving soaps for like $4.99. I asked for a little more on eBay, but that's the game there. You know, you can put in a lower price, and I'll consider it and probably give it to you. Even if it's just $4.99, you want to make it $4, fine. You know, there's just no reason to take a commodity like shaving soap if you use a brush and a mug if you're a man, and make it $16. But you'll see videos all over the place of people boasting about using $32 shaving soaps. One born every minute, folks. So that's my opening philosophy. Now we're going to go do the readings. How's that? Like I told you, I often get quite chatty because, especially now, living alone for the first time in over 40 years, I really feel like I'm burdening some people with emails and voicemails and all of that. But I like talking to you guys. Faceless hordes of people around the world listening to Reverend Elliot, and you don't even know how much good you do me. You don't even know how much you help me. And I really appreciate it. So the free charts, the free birth chart, free mini reading, it's a way of me giving back. Please take advantage of it. The more time I spend doing that, the happier I'll be. And I'm looking forward to making a free birth chart for you so you'll know who you are a little bit better, maybe. Carl Jung, the psychiatrist, the great father of psychiatry, he was really hip to this stuff. He likened people to wine, each wine having a vintage with certain characteristics. So are people. See, so take a look at the astrology page at magic-works.com, magick-works.com. I'll put a link to that today, if I remember, on Twitter, X. So let's pull back the curtain on the magical window. I'll ring a bell three times to declare sacred space. Hey, see, that bell worked. And now we're going to greet our first caller, Megan in Alexandria, Virginia. Hello, Megan. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hello.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm doing better now that I'm here with all you guys. So what can I look at for you?
I just wanted in the general reading to see if Spirit had a message for me.
Okay. Well, according to this, you're kind of at the cusp of some new stuff happening. I'm seeing that your mind is changing. You know, I mean, not that you're going nuts or anything, in a good way. Your mind is expanding and you're finding a new way to think about life and see things. Is that something you're working on?
Yeah.
Well, yes, it's working. I've got the Ace of Swords, and I have another card that has swords in it, which is the Justice card. Now, the thing about the Justice card is it means you're getting what you deserve. Were you cheated out of something recently, perhaps?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the world is going to make that good, you know. Aside from that, the Three of Rods is here. That's about waiting for results, good results. It's the threes are about completion and also growth. And the Eight of Coins is here. Now, if you're in the line of looking for new work, that's a very good card. Now, even if it isn't new work, it could be a new assignment within a job you already have. It shows an apprenticeship, a person working very hard at something new and being recognized and rewarded for what she's done. So that's pretty good. Now, the Chariot is here, too. That's a major card. You have two major cards here. The Chariot is about a person who is holding conflicting forces together. Do you feel like that's happening in your life?
Holding conflicting forces.
Yeah.
I can relate to that.
The symbolism here, and then I have a very good card for you. Ugly, but good. The symbolism here is a person holding driving a chariot with two horses, one white, one black. One wants to go this way, the other wants to go that way, but you make them go according to the way you want them to go. Now, that shows you have great willpower, but it's also tiring. But you're able to do it. You're able to do what needs to be done, but you know, you might need a little break here. And that's what this card is. This is an ugly card, nasty looking card, and it scares a lot of people, but don't let it scare you. It shows a person lying face down in the mud with 10 swords in her back. Now, that doesn't mean somebody's assassinated you. It means that life has thrown its worst at you, and you're still here, and you're going to get up and keep going. So it's really a wonderful card. And the final card I have for you is the Ten of Cups, which is supreme happiness and a happy home and things working out very well. So in this period where your mind is growing and your mind is changing and you're going to be reaping results in the near future and probably starting some new kind of work endeavor that you will apply yourself to very rigorously, and you'll succeed. I mean, this is all very good. And whatever you had been sort of cheated out of, the world is going to make that up to you, and you're going to live in complete happiness, according to these cards. See, it's very... Nothing horrible happens here. It's a very dull, good reading. The cornerstone of this reading is your head. Not that you're a blockhead, but you know, I knew a blockhead. I mean, that's a very specific thing in carnival talk. A blockhead, I don't know if I even want to explain what they do. They hammer nails up their nose. that's the act. But you're going to do very well because your mind is growing and changing. And unfortunately, the first thing that happens when we do that, when we grow that way, is we lose friends. I don't know what the hell happened to you. You're so different now, you know. But they don't get that you're better. So don't let that get you down. You'll attract new people. Seriously, Will. Okay, so here's another one. This is the Six of Rods is another card of success and triumph. So you're headed down a good path. You're headed down a very good path. And it's work that you're doing for yourself. That's what counts. Let's see, anything else?
I believe it.
Yeah, you'll money is coming your way, and you'll be good at juggling that money. You'll know how to make that money work to make more money. That's really the whole point of, well, that's capitalism in a nutshell, you know, is to have your money make the money. And it's doable, right. You know. It really is doable, mm-hmm. but... somehow, you know, if you look at the United Nations statistics, you'll see that capitalism, and I'm trying not to be ideological about this, just factual, has lifted more people out of poverty than anything. It's the old saying about if you give a person a fish, you'll feed him for a day. If you teach her how to fish, you'll feed her for a lifetime. And that's what it does. There's a creativity to doing capitalism right. Now, if you want to be a rapacious capitalist and just go there and, you know, grab everything you can, that is not going to work out very well for you. But to you know, to have money working for you instead of you working for money is good, you know. I mean, when I went out into the workforce, I couldn't believe that I was getting paid all the money I was getting just to show up and work 8 hours a day. Yeah, and I did good things with that money. And, you know, looking back with inflation, at the age of 20, I was making the equivalent today of about $60,000. And I liked the work. That was the main thing. I enjoyed the work. Won't say so much for the people I worked with because they were nasty, many of them, forming little cliques and all. But you're smart. These cards show me that your mind works. And this is another thing about holding conflicting forces. If you get into a situation where people are trying to hurt you, you're going to handle yourself very well. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I've learned, yeah.
I mean, I feel sorry for them because they, not because you're going to hurt them, but because they won't be able to hurt you. And for some people, that's a goal in life. You've noticed that. Mm-hmm. Here it is again, the Chariot. So... things are looking good for you, and it's all coming very soon. Here's the Wheel of Fortune confirms that there's change coming. So, yeah, don't thank me. It's you. It's your cards, and it's your work. You're the one doing the work. I just, my reading shows that the work is going to pay off. Okay, Megan?
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time and your energy.
Well, that's what I'm here for. Yeah, I enjoy doing this. I've been doing it for like 15 years, and every time I do a show, it's like the first time.
Oh, thank you.
Glad to meet you. I agree with that person who said that the world is full of friends we just haven't met yet. Thank you so much, Megan. Bye-bye now.
Good night, Len. Okay.
And let's just shuffle them up. You're listening to Reverend Elliot's Magical Window. Good grief. Have we really hit the halfway mark already? Who is this chatterbox, Reverend Elliot? This is, these are very important things. Now, if you don't want to call and you want a reading without, you know, like hundreds of thousands of people listening around the world live, and then even more later on the at the archive, if you're a little shy about that, just send me an email and I'll do a free mini reading for you. Now, I'm not trying to entice you into it. I've actually got a sinister ulterior motive, which is to keep me busy. Look, any man who is capable of losing his turban really needs to focus his mind. And this kind of stuff is good for developing focus. I've got a few new products ready to go. I'm going to be putting them up on my website. So one of them involves this book that I wrote 15 years ago about bending spoons, which is really, you know, it's not about bending spoons. That's the pretext. But it'll show you how to do it. Even though people will tell you it can't be done. You take another look at that picture I just showed you. Right there on the cover is the first spoon I ever bent with just my mind. I remember being shocked. It just flipped over. And I'm offering a special package for that book because it's still, after 15 years, it still sells well. And I just want to give a little extra. I have the time now and you people have been so darn kind to me over the years. Do you know how many nasty phone calls I've gotten doing this? Just one. And I made him feel like a dope. You know, just one. And, you know, and I'm talking about 15 years worth of phone calls. So I'm not inviting you to come in and abuse me, but I'm just showing how wonderful you folks are. Now let's go to Jackie in Ogden, Utah. Hi, Jackie. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Well, let's see if we can do something for both of us to be a little better. How's that? What can I look at for you?
I don't know. I guess I was just wanting a general reading, I suppose, or maybe if you could tell me what maybe Tony's intentions are with having a relationship with me, I guess. I don't know.
Well, okay, this is very good. This right off the bat, this is the Ten of Cups. Cups are about relationships and romance, and the Ten is perfected happiness. That means it's going to be very good, you know. Now, have you recently had a relationship that didn't work out?
That was with Tony. We've been on like an on and off complicated type of situation for the last, like, I don't know, 9 years.
Well, these things happen because speaking of nine, that's what this card is. It's the nine of rods. Now, if you can see the card, it shows a person who's got a bandage on her head standing in front of a bunch of rods ready to fight. The bandage means you've been around the block. You know what I mean? The bandage is that you've taken your lumps. But it means that you have experience and you know how to handle things. It's very important because in the romantic realm, people take so much abuse. This is one of the things that like shocked somebody to whom I was briefly married was that I didn't put up with it. And I terminated the relationship, so to speak. That's for another time. But the thing about relationships here is that, you know, I've got four cards here and three of them are cups. And as I said, cups are about romance and relationships. So the cards are really responding exactly to you. The six of cups is about memories of childhood. There's somebody who maybe from your past who could potentially pop up again, or at least is on your mind. And the Two of Cups is here. Now, that's an interesting one. The Two of Cups can mean a new relationship or a relationship you're in now, reaching a new level. But that's a very important card. That means that something good is on the way to you in terms of relationship. And it's going to be good. Now, you see, here I have another cup card, which is the Eight of Cups. That's a person who knows to move away from things that aren't working for her and go towards things that are. So
yeah,
you're not a sucker, but you know, some people can have a hold on us. You know what I mean? It's difficult. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't like to get this personal because it's not about me, it's about you guys. But if you're being honest with me, I should be honest, you know, and open with you. I got out of a very lousy marriage many years ago, and it hurt me when I left, when I broke it up. I couldn't believe it. My first thought was, I can't believe this is upsetting me. You know, I'm shuffling the cards up here while we talk, but here are two more cards for you that are cups. So definitely romance is very important in your life. The Ace of Cups, again, bodes the potential for something new in terms of romance. And the Three of Cups is a completion of a matter in plentitude, which also the important thing here is it shows that you will either find a new level of romance with this person, or you'll find somebody new through your friends. See, that's an important thing. So... keep your eye out. But, you know, overall, the cards are very positive for... I don't believe this. I got two more cards here, and they're both cups. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven out of eight cards are cups. So definitely this is about relationship and romance and love. King of Cups and the Knight of Cups. The Knight of Cups bodes well for something new happening romantically in your life. And the King of Cups shows that you're gaining good control over your emotions. You're not letting your emotions beat you around. You know, now women have a reputation for being overly emotional. Trust me, men are worse. You know, but because men tend to be far more repressed, in my experience. So but you'll be doing well. I can't believe all these cup cards you got here. All but one is a cup card. All of them but one. You know.
And I'm not normally very concerned about a relationship. It's just like, I don't know, I'm just getting older in age and I don't know, like I just want a partner, like more than anything, and I just don't want to sit there and waste my time any longer for something that's not going anywhere.
You know, and here I have the card of the Hierophant, which is a card about marriage, which is a card about religious solemnization. There comes a point where no matter what you feel like about a person, you got to start calling the bluff. You know, you got to say enough is enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is about. This is about here's the Wheel of Fortune says that the situation you're in will change. And the next is a major card, which is Temperance, which is about balance being restored in your life. So I think this is going to work out very well. I think that there will be a restoration of balance, because right now it's out of whack. You can see that, right? Mm-hmm. It's not in balance, but it will be balanced out. And the results very likely can be a happy marriage, according to this, because that's something that you know, it doesn't just happen. It's something people work at and people have to be determined to do. Here's another one. Another cup card. I'm going to ignore it, though, because the next card is healing, health, growth, happiness. It's the Sun. Mm. Finally, a card that is a major card that isn't involving cups. But it tells me that you're going to have everything you want, and balance will be restored, and you'll grow and you'll be happy and you'll be healthy. Okay?
Okay.
So, you know, it's, again, it's a very good reading because it shows what you want and you're willing to work to get that which you want. Correct?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So let's see if there's one more card here. Well, there's the Justice card again. We had that earlier. Yeah, you know, there's things in life that, you know, you may not think it this way, but there's things in life that you deserve and you're going to get those things. And that sounds like a threat to some people, but it's not.
That's also another thing that I was thinking about the other day is, I guess, like, my lack of self-love to myself, I guess, and feeling that I have to stop allowing people to treat me a certain type of way because I feel like I don't deserve any different.
Yes, that is big. That is
not
very
being
big.
Worthy.
That's something, there's a little voice in a lot of people's heads that say, I don't deserve this. In a very strange way, I've known more than I want to know people who killed themselves. And with one exception, they were all very successful at what they did. But deep down inside, they didn't feel they deserved it. So they killed themselves. Can you imagine that?
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's very sad. Well, the world is here. That's a card of assured success. And the Eight of Swords here, this is exactly what you just described to me. This is a person who doesn't feel able to move, feels trapped. But the thing about the Eight of Swords is that you're bound to the swords by a rope. And by moving, you'll cut those ropes. So there's hope there. I think that you will cut the ropes. Oh, gosh, again, the Cups. The Nine of Cups tells me you're going to be very happy. There's a plumped person there because that person is so gifted with life pleasures. You know, so it's a card that even gives a warning that people might be upset with you because they're envious of you. So, you know, you're aware of what's bothering you. That's the main thing. You feel inadequate. Somebody put that little recording in your head to feel inadequate, and you're dealing with it. And I say you're going to vanquish it. At my website, magic-works.com, I have a page called Erase Those Tapes. Because it's bad enough when we have bad feelings about ourselves. But when somebody else put them there, it's worse. So do that. I mean, when I was a child, my mother said something I wouldn't even say to a person I despised. And fortunately, I was a strong little child and I didn't let it bother me. I knew that it was her problem, not mine. And it was about how everything I touch is ruined. Everything I can. And you're telling me, tell a 9-year-old this, you know. I remember it, but I remember.
Start into your brain.
Yeah, I remember it because I rejected it. I absolutely, utterly rejected it. And then that's something no 9-year-old should have to go through. But it sticks with us. And there's always, I've known so many people who were quite confident and successful who would tell me during a reading, there's a little voice that says, you're not good enough and you don't deserve this. Well, you know, you are good enough. You do deserve it. I mean, that's like that character that Al Franken used to play, Stuart Smalley, which is a great name. It's based on a talent agent named Stuart Smiley, who we all knew in the comedy world. So he just made a joke out of Stuart Smiley's name. But it's, you know, by gosh, you deserve it. Now, one of my favorite attitudes in life is I don't get headaches. I give them. You know, so that's, that's a start. Don't let people mess around with you. This is very worth exploring, but according to these cards, you're going to come out of this just fine. Okay.
Okay.
Just for icing on the cake, that's a card of somebody giving you money. You've got money coming your way. It's a card of philanthropy.
That's what I need.
And I see money in your future. And there's the Lovers again. See, that's about making a choice between the sacred and the profane. It's not about romance, but it's like the Temperance card, which is about balance. Your life has gone out of whack, and you're going to unbalance the unbalanced. You know, I think I put my money on you. Okay.
Okay.
Now, you doubt any of that. You just listen to this reading again. It'll be at the archive by tomorrow, if not later tonight. Okay. But I also would like you to contact me. You know, I don't charge for email stuff, you know, I mean, unless you want to buy an email reading, and I'm not selling you that. I mean, if you want some coaching on this stuff, just drop me a line. I'll be more than happy to deal with it. Okay. I'm not looking to get any payday out of this. I think you're right at the point of change, positive change. And I'd like to help you across the finish line. How's that?
All right. Thank you.
My pleasure. Bye-bye now, Jackie. And let's see, I can't believe the time is going so fast. You know, this is, I mentioned Einstein before. Somebody once described the theory of relativity quite glibly as 5 seconds sitting on a stove, hot stove, seems longer than 5 minutes sitting on the lap of a beautiful woman. Well, which, of course, I'm not going to do at this stage of my life. I'm going to go find women and sit on their lap. That's Harpo Marx territory. Anyway, you know, so the trick is to see what the reality is. And that's what magic work does. It lets us see the magic. We have some time here. Let's go to Loretta in Rosewood, Manitoba. Hi, you're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hello.
Hi, Loretta. How are you? Thank you for being so patient. What can I look at for you?
My pleasure. Well, actually, I don't have anything specific, but I do just want a general message, I guess.
Let's see what the cards deliver to you. There's a way of reading the cards that I tell you what's on your mind, and if it's wrong, we don't do the reading. You know, but then we have to come back tomorrow.
Okay,
but I'll try it a little differently.
I just want whatever spirit thinks I should hear.
The High Priestess is here. That means that you have great spiritual ability, and you're able to pierce the veil between this world and the next, which is a very important talent. And it tells me a lot about you. Are you a very spiritual person?
I wasn't before, but in the last few years, I've been really going on a deep journey. So, yes, I would say I'm definitely moving that way.
Excellent.
And I am, yeah.
Well, I have the World here. That's a card of assured success. Oh, here, this is a card I love, the Magician. That goes with the High Priest. The High Priest and the Magician. The Magician can take energy from above and use it here on this plane and make things happen. So the Justice card is here also. If you've been mistreated, it's going to be made up to you by the World. Which, you know, they're like, well, the World doesn't owe you anything. Yeah, it does, actually, sometimes. So sometimes the World owes us a lot, wouldn't you say?
Well, yes. The healing that I'm doing now is more for the injustices that are happening in the world right now. So
this is the Justice card. There used to be, before the pandemic, there was a thing. I'll have to see if it's still around. They made a set of cards that you could print out, and it was a ritual that thousands of people around the world did on the same day at the same time with those cards to promote justice and positive energy in the world. So, you know, I'll see if that's still around. And if not, I'll revive it, for God's sake. This is ridiculous that we have so many people whose whole job in life seems to be to destabilize us all. And they love it. You know, they relish it. They enjoy it. But you're going to be okay. I've got a lot of major cards here for you. In fact, all of these are major cards. The High Priestess, the Magician, the World, Justice, and the Star. The Star is hope and optimism. The Star is that you'll get what you want. The Star is that things will work out very well for you. I've had this card earlier today, the Two of Cups. There is something romantic coming your way. The Judgment card is here, another major card. That's another one where you'll be revitalized. You'll be a new person because you're going to get the justice that you've been denied. So these are very strong cards. And you know, you may not even know it, but you've got a strong personality. You may not think it. I mean, I've known people who thought that they were a little weak church mouse types. And I would ask them, do you understand that you always get what you want? And they said, well, that's just luck. Well, no. Yeah. don't sell yourself short, because you've got many powerful cards here, including now this one, the Empress, the High Priestess, the Magician. These are spectacular cards showing a very powerful person. So if you have some awakening spiritual interests, you're going to do well with them. The Eight of Rods is here. That's just a rather plebeian card that tells me that good things are on their way right now in your life and will come into your life very, very soon. Okay?
That's all amazing. And very, very, it resonates with me. I'm, like I said, I've been on this journey and I'm doing some really cool ceremonies and just different stuff.
Have you lost friends yet who say, I don't know what happened to you, you're so different?
Oh, yeah, I have. Lots of them, actually. But I'm okay with that. Because
that's the price.
I'm just going to say, like, I still hold love for them, and I'm still sending love to them. And then maybe they'll join me sometime. But, you know.
Yeah. Well, okay. A lot of that comes from their own expectations, which are probably unrealistic. You are who you are, and the more they see who you really are, the more welcoming they ought to be, and they ought to be celebrating. You know, it's like the return of the prodigal child. This is important. I still remember when I started on my own spiritual voyage. I don't think I've been in contact with any of those people I knew before that, so many years ago. They just thought I was crazy, you know. So let them think I'm crazy, you know. If this is crazy, so be it. Here's a very important card for you, which is the Six of Swords. That's about a person moving from rough waters to calm waters through her own initiative. So you're on a good path here. The person is pushing a little boat from choppy waters to calm waters, is the symbolism. And it is very good. And that's what you're doing. And, you know, that just seems to irritate some people. They ought to be celebrating. You know, I'm not saying go kill a fatted calf or anything, but, you know,
trying to cultivate inner peace, because I know the outer world is a reflection of the inner world. So that's kind of what I'm focusing on.
Yeah, well, I wish more people understood that. You know, it's also reflected in the Emerald Tablet, as above, so below. You know, that that's the way it goes. Well, I have to run now, but, you know, you can contact me anytime. My email is asktarot@earthlink.net, or you can find me through askoneradio.com. And, you know, anytime you want a little guidance with that, I can probably send you some texts, some books, you know, some things I can email to you.
That would be wonderful. Can I ask you for one last card, just for a friend that has left this world? If that's possible.
I got the High Priestess card again, which means that you'll be in touch with that person. I've got to run. I've got only a minute and change to go.
Thank you so much. Take care.
My pleasure. Bye-bye now. And hey, that's it, folks. We come to the end of another edition of Reverend Elliot's Magical Window. Gosh, I really, maybe I'll talk less up front because, well, I'm still going to run out of time at some point, so that doesn't make sense. But, you know, like my grandmother used to say, everything in life has an end except a salami. It has two. That was my grandmother. Go figure, right? So I'll see you again next Wednesday at 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific. Follow me at X, @RevElliot. And, you know, let's see what comes along and see if we can get a dialogue going. Till then, remember, time flies. It's up to you to be the navigator. Bye-bye now.